All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Current Issues. I am your host, Hisham Tilawi, and we're coming to you from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Actually, they had to tell me that I wasn't paying attention. But I also understand that some of the points we were trying to make at the end, there was some type of static interference. So we actually have no explanation for that one. So I hope you were able to hear us good in the first hour. And if you, I do apologize for the callers, and I know Rita have mentioned that she only gets 30 seconds. To tell you the truth, I would love for people to call in so we can have more of a lengthy dialogue and not just put you on for 30 seconds and having to go to another caller. It just happened that both of you called in the last probably few couple of minutes. It was like 2 minutes left for the program to end. But we do have another hour here, and so I do welcome your phone calls. What we're going to talk about this hour, ladies and gentlemen, is back in 2003, the United States have detained or has detained a guy named Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who at that time they told us that he was the mastermind of 9/11, that he basically was the one who planned it, financed it, trained the pilots, and I put them between quotations, because those pilots, from the training they have received, I would not even classify them as pilots, but as you have seen, they were able to do some maneuvers with a jumbo jet, even though they were only trained on a single-engine Cessnas, and they were not really classified as even being good pilots. But somehow, this Khalid Sheikh Mohammed seems to be a Superman of some kind, because he was able to do a lot, according to our government. Well, after 3 years of being detained by the CIA, a couple of months back, the CIA, and after George Bush went to the legislatures and basically got a law saying that enemy combatant will be, they have no right to civil courts and they have no right to the legal system in the country, and they can't have attorneys of their own, but some representative will be appointed for them, and they will go through these military tribunals, and that's basically what happened on the march of March 10th, which was about 10 days ago. And in that tribunal, it was session was opened at about 1:30 p.m., and basically there was a committee that was appointed by the military. There was a president and a reporter, and we I hear the music, so we will continue with this. It's an interesting story that sheds a lot of light on exactly what's happening and what's going on. So we will be right back in a couple of seconds, and we'll tackle the story of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. We'll be back.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues, the radio show. I am your host, Hisham Tilawi. And in this hour, we're discussing the story of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. But I also understand we have bunch of people waiting on the line, so I will go directly to Jeff in Massachusetts. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, good evening. How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Well, you know what's funny is, and I'm thinking about this, and Americans don't realize this, that if America does have another attack, you know what? Muslims, Christians, and Jews are going to come out of this on the short end of the stick. Because you see, this country wants to make secularism the religion in this country, and as far as September 11th is concerned, who benefits off of September 11th? The government does, because they can pass all kinds of draconian laws to kill free speech and make communism and socialism the religion of this country, and that's what you're dealing with.
So are you saying that regardless if a Republican or Republican government gets it, this is what we're headed towards? Does it matter if it's Democrats or Republicans?
Well, you see, the problem is we have much party politics in this country, and the fact is, you have very few real patriotic politicians really running for office that want to preserve the Constitution, the right to a fair trial, the writ of habeas corpus.
Those people, even though they're good, and two of them actually come to mind. One of them is Ron Paul of Texas.
Yes.
And one is Dennis Kucinich of Ohio. But these people, they're not going to put them up front. They're going to put whoever they want to put. So, you know, these politicians are shoved down our throat by the media. So we probably will not see, unless we see a huge movement from the citizens of this country to basically push for these guys. But you make a valid point, Jeff.
And you know what else too is that when you mention Ron Paul is one of my heroes, and I've talked to him a few times as a caller. The guy is awesome. But you know what? Here's the thing. A lot of people don't really care about what goes on in this country. The only thing that most Americans care about at least in the Northeast anyways, is going to baseball games, having a beer and having a pizza.
I think that's part of the policy, and that's part of the media agenda, is basically to keep the people in the United States busy with sports and movies and Hollywood and stuff like that. Jeff, I appreciate your phone call.
Okay, have a good one.
Thank you. Need to go to Rita in Colorado. Go ahead, Rita.
Yeah, hi, Hashem. You know that law passed on March 10th, that's Osama bin Laden's birthday. It's also my birthday. And it's funny how these dates come like when Waco happened, and then they chose...
Because now you have a connection with Osama bin Laden, so, you know, they might be knocking on your door.
Yeah, but it's you can see it's like they've got their cult in the government, you know. And there was this, the whole date of April 19th when Waco happened, that is a special date for the white supremacists. So the white supremacists in the government were saying, oh, well, that's our day, you know. We got that cult. And, you can see, well, they could have said, well, Timothy McVeigh picked that day for the Oklahoma City bombing, but it was the Clinton administration that picked April 19th to burn down Waco, you know?
Right.
But anyway, what I was trying to say before was we've got only a few times we can get somebody like Charles Carlson, because there are people that are gatekeepers out here, you know. Mm-hmm. We're having trouble to get past the gatekeepers, and the gatekeepers, you know what we want to hear, and they'll say exactly what we want to hear, and they'll act just like the people who we want them to be for a long time. But they do this because
being programmed to think.
Yeah, and they stay together that way because they have a cult that is based on racism. They're racists.
True. That's a valid point.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rita, for your call.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Okay, we will go to Robert in California. Go ahead, Robert.
Hello, this is Robert from California, and I just want to extend on something that you mentioned earlier about Americans are taught to sit there and, you know, watch a football game and so on. The people who come up with these ideas and these shows and these programs and all this stuff, these are people, 117 IQ people that get into this room, and they strategically design and socially engineer the country to be the way it is, to be docile and to be introverted. And what's interesting is that now this same type of lifestyle is being exported, for instance, to South America, Europe, and so on, and it propagates that same type of lifestyle. And I just wanted to mention that.
Okay. Appreciate it, Robert.
Thanks.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about this hour is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was arrested back in 2003, and after 3 years with the CIA, they finally, and I was wondering, I always wondered on my TV show, Current Issues TV, and you can get that show at www.currentissues.tv. I always mentioned, where is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed since the day they arrested him or detained him back in 2003? And I always said, put him on trial. Let us hear from him. Let him speak so we can see, you know, how and what was going on. And what led to 9/11, since we, from the beginning, we labeled him as the, now we, meaning the United States government, labeled him as the mastermind of 9/11. Well, March 10th of this year, which is only a few days back, a tribunal or a court session, if you want to call it that, it was held, and of course there was no judge, there was a president of that committee who was a captain, United States Navy, and members who were lieutenant colonels, all of them, and also there were other people present, the recorder, lieutenant colonel, and general sergeant, he was a reporter, and there was a representative and the language analysis or analyst in the room, and the session began, and of course they read what supposedly Sheikh Mohammed have done. And in paragraph A, we read, on the morning of September 11, 2001, four airlines traveling over the United States were hijacked. The flights hijacked were American Airlines Flight 11, United Airlines Flight 175, American Airlines Flight 77, and United Airlines Flight 93. At approximately 8:46 a.m., American Airlines Flight 11 crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center, resulting in the collapse of the tower at approximately 10:25. So here, again, they are stating that the collapse of the tower was based on this particular plane hitting it, which I disagree totally with them. At approximately 9:05 a.m., United Airlines Flight 175 crashed into the South Tower of the World Trade Center, resulting in the collapse of the tower at approximately 9:55 a.m. And they go on and on about listing the details of what happened on 9/11. And they presented their facts, which is a computer hard drive seized during the capture of the detainee contained a document that listed the pilot license fees for Mohammed Atta and the biographies of some of the so when they arrested or detained Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, they also took away a computer that was now, remember, they did not detain him in his house. They detained him in somebody else's house. And that computer, which Khalid Sheikh Mohammed says during this particular session, if you want to call it court, he did say that this was not my computer. And also these pictures and of these hijackers, etc., it's, you know, hundreds of thousands of Americans have them on their computers, that it's all over the Internet. Now, remember, they detained him in 2003, and the 9/11 took place in 2001. So Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, after they had told him all the horrible things that he had done, he was able to speak, and he did speak and basically said that one of the points that he was making, he's saying there are two false statements in the summary of evidence. Subparagraph 3-C is false. I never stated to Al Jazeera reporter that I was the head of Al-Qaeda military committee, because in one of the charges the government charged him with, that he stated that he was the head of Al-Qaeda military committee. And also a point that he made, he said there is unfair stacking of evidence in the way the summary of evidence is structured. Now, this is the one who's saying this is his personal representative that was appointed by this military tribunal. And in it, he is basically saying that your charges are not correct against me. And then he says, even to the point that he also confronted them on the misspelling of his name, and he said, lastly, my name is misspelled in the summary of evidence. Now, this was translated, and a personal representative actually read this, but then Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he had the chance to back from what he actually said, so you will hear how his English is. So we will be back in a couple of seconds and continue with this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Current Issues. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed got a chance to speak, actually, in this tribunal. And this is what he said, and I want you to listen carefully because I'm going to read exactly what he said. And if you can't follow, that's okay because it is written in broken English. And having me reading it for you, then good luck. But he said most of these facts which be written are related to this hard drive, and more than 11 of these facts are related to this computer. Other things are which is very old, even nobody can bring any witnesses for that as you written here. If it will be a value for you, for the witness nearby, you will do it. This computer is not for me, is for Housawi himself. So I'm saying I need Housawi because me and him, we both been arrested day. Same way. So this computer is from him long time. And also, the problem, we are not in court and we are not judge and he is not my lawyer, but the procedure has been written, reported, and the way has mostly ascertain charged against me. And so accusations and the accusations, they are, as you put for yourself, a definition for enemy combatant. There are also many definitions for the accusation of fact or charges that has been written. So basically, he was questioning that you're not a judge and this is not a lawyer. And a lot of these accusations came off of a hard drive disk that belonged to this Housawi, who was arrested on the same day. And he was, by the way, in Guantanamo Bay 2, and he asked for Housawi's testimony, but the president refused. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed goes on to say, so if I've been accused, then if you want to put facts against me, also the definition for these facts, if you now read number N, now what is written, the Bojinka plot, I know many lead investigation is not related to anything fact to be against me. So when I said computer, hard drive, hard disk, same thing. All these point only one witness. He can say yes or not, because he is this computer, is under his possession, him computer. And also specifically, if he said Muhammad Atta picture been this hard drive, I don't think this should accept it. There are many 100,000 Americans who have a lot of pictures on their computer. You cannot say, I find Muhammad Atta on your computer, then you use this fact against you, or you find any files in your computer to be what about it's mine. So basically he goes on to say that, you know, you're charging me wrong. And I want you to, you know, the reason I read what he had to say, because you can see how his English is broken. And and so many times the president of the court had to ask him to repeat it, or ask his the personal representative to see, and the linguistic expert to basically translate and talk to him, so he can his views will be known to the to the president and to the court. And they went on and on and on, and at the end they asked him to make a statement. And these are the statements. I want you to listen to his final statement and what he said, and listen to the English that supposedly he had talked about. You know, you've seen his English, how horrible it was, and now listen to this, supposedly his what he wrote. He said, I was responsible for the 1993 World Trade Center operation. That's number one. Two, I was responsible for 9/11 operation from A to Z. Now, A to Z, ladies and gentlemen, that is an American slang, and I know for a fact it is not used in other parts of the world. So he said that he was responsible for 9/11 operation from A to Z. And number three, whatever it was, they took it out. Number four, I was responsible for the shoe bomber operation to down two American airplanes. I guess he's talking about the shoe bomber, and I don't see how the shoe bomber was going to do to down two American airplanes. I guess explode the right foot first and then go to another plane and explode the left foot. I don't know how he was supposed to do these operations. And then five, I was responsible for the Filka Island operations in Kuwait that killed two Americans. I was responsible for the bombing of nightclub in Bali. I was responsible for planning, training, surveying, and financing the new wave attacks against the following skyscrapers after 9/11. Library Tower in California, Sears Tower in Chicago, Plaza Bank in Washington State, the Empire State Building in New York City. Now, I might note to you that the Plaza Bank that he supposedly planned to fly planes into, it did not exist until 2006, and this guy was arrested in 2003. So how he planned the Plaza Bank, I don't know, and the CIA, or the attack on Plaza Bank when the CIA had him for the last 3 years. And then he goes on. There's about 30 things, ladies and gentlemen, that he actually 31 that he said that he was responsible for, and for planning, financing, training, and everything else. And when we come back, we will tell you about some of these things that he said, and then we will try to understand what he said. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too. Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill? Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch. Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I just wanted to mention one thing, that the Republic Broadcasting Network is probably one of the last remaining free press out there with no strings attached except to you. And this broadcast is made possible because of the Republic Broadcasting Network being there. Otherwise, don't expect ABC, NBC, or any of the networks to put Hisham Tilawi on their networks to speak to you and bring you the news and analysis that you need to hear and act upon. So I ask everyone out there to please, if you like what you're hearing and the programs that you hear on RBN, to support the network, because only by your support this network will remain on the air. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to continue with what I'm going to call him the Super Sheikh, because Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he admitted to a lot of things, and we were on the seventh one, which he was responsible for planning, training, surveying, and financing the new wave of attacks against the following skyscrapers after 9/11, and he listed the library tower in California, Sears Tower in Chicago, Plaza Bank in Washington State. Even though the Plaza Bank was not there, this particular organization only was established in 2006, and he had been with the CIA for the last 3 years before this Plaza Bank even became Plaza Bank. So number eight, I was responsible for planning, financing, and follow-up of operations to destroy American military vessels and oil tankers. I was responsible for planning, training, surveying, and financing for the operation to bomb and destroy the Panama Canal. I was responsible for surveying and financing for the assassination of several former American presidents, including President Carter. I was responsible for surveying, planning, and financing for the bombing of suspension bridges in New York. I was responsible for planning to destroy the Sears Towers by burning fuel or all tankers. I was responsible for planning, surveying, and financing for the operation to destroy Heathrow Airport and other buildings like Big Ben in England. I was responsible for planning, surveying, and financing for the destruction of many nightclubs frequented by American and British citizens. I was responsible for surveying and financing for the destruction of the New York Stock Exchange. I was responsible for planning, financing, and surveying for the destruction of buildings in the Israeli city of Eilat. I'm going to stop saying responsible for planning, surveying, and financing and just read you what he was responsible for planning, surveying, and financing. The destruction of American embassies in Indonesia, Australia, and Japan. The destruction of the Israeli embassy in India, Azerbaijan, the Philippines, and Australia. I was also the Israeli Al Al Airlines flight on Thailand soil. And was responsible for the destructive, into Israel to conduct surveillance into hit several strategic targets deep in Israel. He's saying that he sent some people there to survey. And he was responsible for the bombing of the hotel in Mombasa. And he also was responsible for launching a Russian-made SA, that's SAM-7, surface-to-air missiles on El Al Air or other Jewish airliner departing from Mombasa. He was also responsible to hit American targets in South Korea. He was also responsible for providing financial support to hit financial American, Jewish, and British targets in Turkey. He was also responsible to hit surveillance and responsibility and financing to hit nuclear power plants that generate electricity in several United States states. Also to hit NATO headquarters in Europe, also to hit the Bojanka operation, also to attempt assassination attempt against President Clinton, and 29, he was also against the attempt against Pope John Paul. He's saying he takes responsibility for that, the assassination plot in the Philippines, and then he says that I share responsibility. And also he said that he was responsible for training and financing for the assassination of Pakistan's President Musharraf. And the 31, number 31, I was responsible for the attempt to destroy an American oil company owned by the Jewish former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger on the island of Sumatra in Indonesia. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, does Al-Qaeda have anybody else besides this man? How could this man, 31 items of huge project, and this man supposedly out of the Kandahar caves in Afghanistan, supposedly he was responsible for surveying and financing and 31 different projects. How in the world? Now, of course, these were well-written statements in English, and you have heard how his English was when he spoke. So, and also there's no way on earth that Al-Qaeda or whoever this myth of Al-Qaeda is, these projects, even if the CIA with the billions of dollars and the tens of thousands of people that we have within that particular organization, and even if all these organizations got together like the Mossad and the CIA, I doubt if they will be able to even come close to surveying and financing and training people and groups to hit this. You need at least probably hundreds of thousands of people to be involved in this. And we are supposed to believe that this guy, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, was responsible for all these 31 different huge projects, including 9/11. Now, if I was on that tribunal and I would ask Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, I would say, Mr. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, I will say, Assalamu alaikum. And of course, he'll say, Alaikum assalam, brother. I'll say, well, let's just leave that brother alone because I don't want to be linked to you in any way after you have admitted to 9/11, taking full responsibility. I just want to ask you, how in the world were you able to do all these, and how in the world were you able to get these pilots to hit these towers? And he will probably answer, as he probably start with his broken English, as saying, "Oh, let me tell you. We train good pilots. We train our pilots. We train them on Cessnas, and next day they fly jumbo jet as if it was jet fighters into buildings. We good. We train good. Our pilots, we train them on Cessna, and by God's, you know, God's will, they become super pilots only on, we train them on Cessna. And I'll say, okay, that's pretty good. You have an extremely good training program there, even though most of them were trained right here in the United States in these private pilot schools and flight schools. And most of these schools said they were lousy pilots, and some of them, they only wanted to learn how to fly and not, you know, don't worry about, you know, how we're going to bring it down. We just want to control it in the air. So from Cessna to jumbo jets, that's questionable, Mr. Khalid. And he'll probably say, oh, no, questionable, you know, God's will. I'll say, okay, well, how in the world, Mr. Khalid, were you able to get these people on the Chicago Board of Options to exchange this huge amount? How did you get to them? You know, Merrill Lynch and Morgan Stanley, they have made thousands and thousands of exchange on these puts and options on the option exchange in Chicago. How in the world did you tell them that you were going to do this 9/11? Oh, let me tell you. These people, their headquarters are in the towers in New York, and I visited the towers, and they know they're good. Why in the world, Mr. Khalid Muhammad, did not tell any of your Muslims so they can make money? Oh no, I tell you, we don't want to make money. Let these people with Morgan Stanley and Miller Lynch learn that and make the money. Okay, Mr. Khalid Muhammad, how in the world did you get FEMA, who was holding a drill on September 10th, and the scenario that FEMA was holding the drill about is planes hitting the towers? How in the world did you get FEMA to hold that drill a day before September 11? Oh, let me tell you, we know FEMA. I know FEMA. You know FEMA? Yes, I know FEMA. Well, FEMA knows us, okay? Now, how in the world, Mr. Khalid Sheikh Super Sheikh Mohammed, did you get NORAD to basically get all these airplanes and how our Air Force to not have the information and also have them taking a lot of these planes to Alaska for a drill? How in the world did you do that? Oh, I tell you, we're good. Okay, how in the world did you get these Israelis, the dancing Israelis? They were filming, and they knew that they were filming even before the second plane hit, so they knew. Did you talk to the Mossad? Oh, let me tell you, the Mossad, they know everything. Okay, Mr. Khalid Muhammad, why in the world did you do 9/11? And Mr. Khalid Muhammad will probably look at me and say, what 9/11? And also, I will ask him if he wants to make one last statement, and Mr. Khalid Super Sheikh Muhammad will say, yes. After having said all this, can I have my fingers back, please? With that, we will go with Rita from Texas. Go ahead, Rita.
Anyone who's informed, I think, would never believe the results out of a military tribunal. I personally don't. In looking at the history of even the United States, you had the military tribunal that, you know, executed the alleged assassins of Abraham Lincoln, but before they did so, they tortured them. If you looked at history books and looked at the pictures of taken by Matthew Brady, you'll find, you know, how they hooded them and really placed them, you know, in really torturous conditions. As far as I'm concerned, I'm utterly convinced that the Jews control the United States of America. This is, to me, affirmed by the speech of Benjamin Friedman. He had given a speech at the Word Hotel in 1961. He was a former Jew who converted to Christianity. And he told about how the Jews controlled the United States and sucked us into World War I, World War II, and predicted World War III right in the Middle East. Tommy Franks was Jewish, you know. He was involved very much in the Iraqi war. And as far as I'm concerned, anything that comes out of the government, as far as I'm concerned, is nothing but communist propaganda. The Jews took over Russia, and I believe the Jews have already taken over the United States. And what we are witnessing is what's going to happen to every one of us one by one unless the people do, as Alexander Solzhenitsyn suggested, and that is to use force, and people have a right under self-defense to resist force by force. I think it's a tragedy.
Rita, doesn't strike you as odd that this guy, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, has been with the CIA he has been detained by the CIA for 3 years. They detained him back in 2003. And until 2006, he was detained by the CIA, and he did talk in this tribunal about the treatment he received from the CIA and how he was tortured.
Mm-hmm.
But, it doesn't seem odd that we did not hear anything about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, even though I was one of the voices from the beginning saying, put him on trial just like you did with Mousavi. Put him on trial and let us see what he has to say. But they did not. So what do you think the CIA did to him in the last 3 years?
Well, they've got all kinds of ways to torture people. I mean, through chemicals, through various, abhorrent ways. A good gravy, Mr. Talawi. Our own prisoners in our own prisons here in the United States are subjected to various types of torture. And it goes without any type of justice being rendered.
In Arabic we have a saying that a lie from its size. So if the lie is big, if what you're being told is big, like here we say, it's good to be true. And from what the statements, he listed 31 huge projects that would take probably a country, even the United States, will not be able to survey and finance and train. Do you think the American people are just stupid and ignorant when the government gives us something like this that this guy was supposedly agreed to?
No, I think that the American people generally are cowards. I think they're afraid to die. I'm a Christian. I'm not a Muslim, sir. But Christ said, "What does it profit the man if he should gain the whole world yet loses his soul?" Every American, every person really in the world is going to have to make an accounting to God when they die. And myself personally, I've been watching events, and I am concerned about the United States going in and attacking Iran. It's an unjust war. The Iraqi war is an unjust war. And they have to demonize people, who resist them. But I don't fall for it. Jesus Christ was murdered by the Jews. Pontius Pilate tried to free him, but he went to the Jews and said, "What would you have us do with him? Who do you want? Barabbas?" And then he said, "Well, what shall I do with Jesus?" They said, "Crucify him." And I personally, I stay away from people who glorify the Jews. I consider them ignorant, but they're nevertheless dangerous. It's just a tragedy. And as far as the CIA is concerned, I refer to it as the Communist International Agency. That's how I see it. Criminals in action.
Thank you, Rita, for the call. Thanks. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome your phone calls. The number is 800-313-9443. Do you believe that this guy, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, had masterminded the attack on 9/11? And do you believe that he is capable or was capable of financing, training, and surveying all these projects that he said he was in the midst of having other waves of attacks. And also, you know, one thing that clearly is the Plaza Bank. And, you know, the Plaza Bank was not even in existence in 2003 when he was detained. We will be right back, and we welcome your phone calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Current Issues, the radio program. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and in this last segment, we will go to your phone calls. But before we do that, so after Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has read or had read the his statement, actually somebody else read his statement, the judge asked him, or the president, should not call him a judge, he said, "All right, before you proceed, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the statement that was just read by the personal representative, were those your words?" And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed said, "Yes." Now, what you heard me reading is perfect English, ladies and gentlemen. But Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, when he spoke, and I read, the reason I read his broken English, so you can see that he speaks in broken English, where he has to repeat himself a couple of times before they understand what he's trying to say. But yet, he's going to list 31 different missions that he was on in perfect English. And when asked by the president of that tribunal, he says that were those your words? He said, yes. With that, I will go to the phones with Byron from Canada. Go ahead, Byron.
Yeah, hey, there are a couple other things I think that's kind of interesting. You were saying how he could do all this. Well, he did probably have help from the U.S. government. I mean, how else did Building 7 fall without a plane hitting it? And it was quite amazing. You know, there was buildings right beside the
You know what? Let's stop here for a second. You said he probably had help from the U.S. government. Now, you are assuming that what he said is true when you say a statement like that.
No, I was being facetious, actually, is what I was being. But
okay, just make it clear that you know, you don't think that he actually said these statements and that he actually committed all these atrocities that he said he did commit.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, how did Building 7 fall? That was 350 feet away from the other two towers, and yet the buildings beside the towers that had damage, they didn't collapse like Building 7 did. So,
he will probably tell you, let me tell you, we're good. God's will, we're good.
He also took credit for the 93 bombing of the
world. Of course. Hey, for everything. He took credit for things that did not even exist before he was detained.
Yeah, well, this here also proves the FBI was working with him. Let me read you a real quick statement from the New York Times. It said the first World Trade Center bombing was provoked by the government. In 1993, the FBI planted their informant, Emad A. Salem, within a radical Arab group in New York led by Ramzi Yousef Salem. Salem was ordered to encourage a group to carry out a bombing target on the World Trade Center towers under the illusion that the project was a sting operation. Salem asked the FBI for harmless dummy explosives, which he could use to assemble the bomb, then pass on to the group. At this point, the FBI cut Salem out of the loop, provided the group with real explosives leading to the attack on February 26 that killed 6 and injured over 1,000. This was reported in the New York Times in October of 1993.
Right. So the FBI gave the explosives to the bombers of 1993.
Yeah.
And if that kind of sting operation was going on, or false flag operation that was going on,
yeah,
it would not... Well, I tell you what, I hear the music coming up, so I appreciate your phone call. And,
could I just hang on and tell you one incident that happened up here in Canada?
Yeah, but the show is over, though.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's unfortunately... we only have like 30 seconds.
Yeah, they pulled the same thing up here in Canada on some Muslim guys.
Right, and we'll talk about that in other shows. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network next Saturday at 4 o'clock Central. I'll be here, you be here. See you next week.